Good morning. You are listening to Sharp Elbows with Nada Elmakashvi, Kristen Bry, Like Try, and Francesca Hong. Kristen,
it all rhymes.
Kristen, we are so glad you are back with us. I wanted to talk to you about our boy Glenn Grothman. There's going to be a lot of mispronunciation of names in the coming weeks here, so I want to go. I don't actually know how to pronounce his last name. Thoughts or concerns about Rep. Grothman?
You're muted.
I think there's always concerns about him. My favorite thing is that when you Google Glenn Grothman, I think it's, who is it? There's some like unbelievable takedown. I think it's an Esquire of him. Like, it's one of the first things that pops up as far as news written about him. And it just basically explains how not bright he is. I think I referenced it once in the video from last year, but this is the part that I don't understand. I think sometimes I wonder how often things that translate from like Wisconsin Twitter into the public, because he basically gave an interview defending his random accusation that the COVID relief bill was like anti-traditional marriage and like catering to Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter is anti-traditional marriage, which it's not. But then he gave an interview to a Black woman reporter, I think she's in Green Bay, defending it while wearing like a bedazzled leprechaun hat.
Oh my God.
And she didn't ask about it. So I did a video this week, basically what my inner monologue would have been had I been the interviewer, like, what is he wearing? But it's funny. Someone stopped me at I was watching some of the March of Madness yesterday. They're like, are you the person who does Ask Us Wisconsin? I go, yeah. And he told me that he was at a wedding with Glenn Grothman once. And he was like, I was just like baiting him, and I was telling him like how I like my boyfriend and I and all this stuff, and he just literally like got up and walked away. So he's like, he's really that guy. Like, he's just, this is not a catering to your base guy. He's that guy. So yeah, I think he's someone who I feel like often has gaffes, but then continues to just be elected in, even on the conservative side. Like, there has to be someone who's a better representation as far as like, he's a congressman. This is like, it's one thing when it's like assembly and state, like there's like, but like he's one of eight congressmen from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Do y'all think they're doing this on purpose? Do they really like him, Ron Johnson, all these representatives, Republican representatives in the state of Wisconsin congressionally? Do you really think they believe in this QAnon stuff? And like, just, I could never imagine ever thinking the way they do, so I cannot understand. Because I have conservative friends, I have Republican friends, and it's just not to that level. So I don't know, is it a grift, or is it they literally are like that?
Well, I think you put it, Nada, where you're like, you couldn't understand. Most of them feel that way about progressives, that they can't imagine that we want, you know, healthcare for everyone. They can't understand. They choose to say no, that, you know, housing is a human right and that clean water should be available to every Wisconsinite. And then I think there's this genuine fear that the tactic that the Trump administration used in terms of how powerful political identity can be when it's tied to your personal identity and being able to really, you know, it's cult-like, right? To be able to rally a group and have such a strong base that will follow you no matter what absurdity you say. I mean, Ron Johnson is a reflection of that. He doesn't want to lose that base, and I think he'll continue to stoke it and really insinuate hate and perpetuate white supremacy culture, because it works for him. It gives him power, and it gives him that base that will continue to follow. And that's, I don't know, it's scary, but I think that's where my understanding is, Kristen.
Well, I think what's interesting, what just popped into my head as you were saying this, because I feel like there was, for everyone who worked so hard in the 2020 election, specifically to get Biden elected, I think for a lot of us who knew that we were going to continue doing work into 2021, and like, this is what we do. There's this, I don't know, fear or assumption, but for a lot of people who think the job is done, right? That they think, all right, we got rid of Trump, and now we can go back, everything can go back to normal. And the truth is, like, there's a whole slew of politicians who think that Trump's playbook is the way to do this. And so in these elections that will come up in 2022, and the people who are still adhering to that playbook, there's still a lot of work to do, right? There's there's still this ethos that this is the way you pander to a certain group of people to get elected. And so the idea that everything can go back to normal is just a total fallacy. Mm-hmm. And so it's why people need to keep engaged. They need to stay engaged. They need to keep working and need to keep working on a state and local level, because while it's not the like crown jewel of the presidency that we have to hear about every day nationally, this is still happening a lot of the bills we've been talking about that's been introduced in Wisconsin over the last couple months.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. There's happening. It's a
coordinated attack. Yeah.
And so that's why you have to stay vigilant as far as continuing to strike down the rhetoric that they're using and keep voting. We have an election in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And granted, it's not partisan, but it is. I don't think a lot of people know that we have that, because your guard goes down.
Mm-hmm. April 6th, spring election, incredibly important that we continue to organize, that we continue to stay engaged. If you have not requested your absentee ballot, please do so. Otherwise, you can vote in person on April 6th as well. Incredibly important local elections. There's a state superintendent election. Please make sure that all of your ducks in a row are, and you have a voting plan ready for April 6th, and that you continue to stay engaged. And I think we should talk a little bit more about organizing when we come back. You are listening to Sharp Elbows with Kristen Bry, Nada El-Mokashvi, and I'm Francesca Hong. Good morning.